Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
In the building, we have Sanu and Clara, 22 and 16, respectively, and of course, part of the HDI Youth Junior Board of Directors. And they basically, if I've got this right, HDI are like, yo, guys, what's cool, what's not cool, and then you tell them, and then they take that to the brands, and they're like, this is where the kids are at. Is that kind of a fair assumption?
Yeah, very much.
Basically. So what makes you guys the authority on what's cool and what isn't?
Do you want to answer that? Okay. So basically what we do is we follow the latest trends and everything.
Yeah.
So we're constantly on social media, and being on social media, we can see what our generation is into and all of that. And from that, we can see what brands need to put into their company or business to improve them, to make us, the youth, more involved in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically what we're doing is that we're teaching, or we're telling brands how to communicate to young people, because we obviously know what young people want because we're young. So companies come and they speak to HDI and we tell them, hey, listen, this is what we're into, or no, that campaign is not going to work out. Maybe you try look in this area, maybe you try look at this, and we basically give them a larger perspective of what the young people want, which is pretty, pretty cool.
And you guys do this on a consistent basis, but obviously once a year, there's a really big day. It's the day of Generation Next, where loads and loads of research that HDI Youth have done, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that research from Mokebe Tulo in a second. All that research kind of gets put into one day, and you guys are there sharing your insights, and it's a whole thing. And at the end of it, we know, like, who makes cool cars and who makes good food.
Yeah, basically.
And all of that. Do you think it's getting harder and harder to figure out where young people are at? Because, I don't know, like, is everyone as the same as what they were 100 years ago?
I think it's more difficult now because young people now are very different. So if you notice, in a couple of the trends right now is that diversity is something that's celebrated. So now everyone either wants to be different, or everyone is embracing their individuality. So it's a bit different to cater to everyone, because now there's like so many trends, and there's so many cliques, and there's so many movements that people are part of. So the trick is to speak to either what people believe in. I think that's something that's a good way to market, is that you look at the heart of the youth instead of trying to follow a trend, because there's so many trends. There's so many like fashion things, and there's so many things that young people are into, but maybe look at the heart of what young people are into, and that's a good way in marketing, I think, for young people.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it.
Do you think we should just, like, maybe it would be easier if we just made a rule and said that people that are over a certain age, like, should just actually not come up with campaigns for young people? Do you think it would be better if we did that?
Yes.
I completely agree with that.
I think because, you know, if we look at, for instance, like slang and slogans, like the slang that was used back then is so different to the slang we use now.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, if they had to say something's rad, we'll all be like, what?
What is that?
What is that? And then you say something's lit, and we'll be like, oh, okay, we know what you're talking about. So,
Why do you guys think that 2018 is a great time to be young? Like, what do you think that you have in 2018 that you may not have had if you were 16 or 22, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, even 10 years ago? Because the rate of change and what social media has done is, like, literally unquantifiable. So what's the great thing about being alive today, this day of this month in this year?
Well, I personally think it's just seeing how everyone and everything is just growing and getting bigger and bigger. So, for instance, social media is just getting bigger and bigger, and social media has impacted our generation especially a lot. So I think just seeing how it's developed now to what it was back then is really nice to see in 2018.
And I think from my perspective is that as young people, we now have a platform to go out and say what we want. So we now we have social media, and social media is used for us to voice our opinions. Before, social media wasn't that big, but now we can tweet, we can, I mean, there's Black Twitter, you know, Black Twitter like destroys brands or campaigns or people. We have Instagram, we now have platforms where we can voice our opinions, which is amazing, which I didn't have when I was 16. So I feel like they're way cooler than me in terms of things like that, but I know that social media has given us a voice, and now people are actually beginning to listen to what we have to say about things.
Yeah, everyone has a voice. You don't have to wait for someone to put you on anymore. You put yourself on.
Literally.
It's interesting speaking to you guys, though, because the one thing that doesn't come up is any form of anything traditional. It's 100% digital that you're speaking about.
That's true.
You're not telling me how cool the latest magazine is that you waited a month to get, or how dope that newspaper was that you read a week ago.
No.
I mean, what role does traditional media, do you think, have to play in anything? I mean, is there still space? Like, is a magazine a great way to communicate with a young person, or a newspaper?
Nope.
Okay, I'm just a sucker for things like magazines. I'm old school like that. So, like, I love the smell of magazines. Maybe not a newspaper. Oh, I love collecting magazines. I just have this thing where I collect, like, Vogue or, like, an Elle. I like, and I'm a designer, so I like the way print looks. So, I don't think that you should ask me about that, because I'm, like, a sucker for things like that. So, maybe...
I think if I prefer, for instance, I have, like, bad eyesight.
Yeah.
So, I like the fact that I can zoom in, because glasses don't do it for me. So, yeah.
Okay. So, you like the ability to kind of change
Yeah,
it.
And it's, I can work my phone. It's easy. Yeah. And, you know, paper cuts.
So, there was an insight that I saw the other day that Facebook Africa say that the average South African millennial is scrolling the equivalent of 100 meters every single day on their phone.
Yeah.
So, you're literally going through 100 meters of content. And sometimes I say that to people and they say, that's absolutely unbelievable. But, I mean, 100 meters to you guys, you're probably doing that and maybe even more in a day, right?
I think I'm doing like... times 100 of that. I'm always on my phone.
When there's free Wi-Fi, definitely.
Yes. Yeah, you're so there.
I was going through pages.
Logging into that Cliff Central game. All right, well, very cool hanging out. That's Clara there and Sanya.
Sanyu.
Sanyu.
It's difficult to pronounce. Yes, I know.
Sanyu. No, it's dope. You got to have individual. It's a beautiful name.
I know, it's part of the brand.
Yeah, Sanyu. Other side of this, we're going to bring into the conversation from HDI Youth, the insights lead there, Mokebe Tulo, who's going to speak to us a little bit more about what's happening on Thursday and where the kids are at. She knows all the answers. It's next. Hillman on CliffCentral.com. So Generation Next is happening. It's just a matter of hours to go, really, before we find out what the Sunday Times and HDI Youth have said about where the kids are at. They do extensive research. Speaking to Clara and Sanyu a little bit earlier on, and they're still hanging out, as is Mokebe Tulo, who's the insight lead at HDI Youth. And when I say that you speak to lots of kids, I mean, I know for a fact that you speak to lots and lots of kids before you say that this is their favorite brand, right?
Hello, Arie. Yes, we definitely speak to a large number of young people. In fact, our study is the largest youth study in the country, and I think on the continent. Our sample size this year is about 12,000 young people.
Wow.
7,000 of those are telling us who the coolest brands are, and the other 5,000 are giving us the insight behind that.
And when you speak about the insight behind that, what does that mean?
Okay, so the first part of the study is the quantitative part, and this is where we're trying to find out who the coolest brands are. But the qualitative part of the study is to find out why. So what is the thing that makes, for example, Mercedes or BMW the coolest brand? What are some of the ambitions that young people have?
Mm.
What is top of mind? What are their biggest anxieties around? So this is the so what and the why, and we use that to then inform how then brands can communicate with young people.
Now, when you hear this, Clara and Sanyu, and you hear that brands want to kind of put you into a box, how does that make you feel? That they want to be like, this is the solution to where you're thinking. Does it make you feel cool, not cool? What's the story? Or do you appreciate the fact that they're trying? Because, I mean, they clearly want to connect with you.
Well, I appreciate the fact that they try, but I just would like to see them take it further. Does that make sense? So,
yeah.
Sometimes they'll get a statistic from young people. They'll be like, yo, young people like this. And then they'll translate it into their own thing and not really communicate to the young people, which is a bit frustrating.
Mm.
So, yeah, and I just think I get tense when people put us as statistics.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I really do appreciate that they're putting us into, like, limelight, and they are accepting, or they're listening to our thoughts and everything. But I just don't like the fact that sometimes they put us under a stereotype, always like saying the youth likes this and likes this and all that, but really you haven't spoken to us and gotten face to face with us and told us, do you like this or don't you? And then we say, no, we don't. It's like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of the conversation around the work that we do. We're trying to avoid that very thing, phenomenon.
Definitely.
We believe in asking young people what they want, how best it is to communicate with them, how do we connect with them, where do we meet them in their need space. And I think that's something very important. So yes, you've got a huge study with your stats, which is wonderful, but what is the so what around that? And as they said earlier, I think in categorizing young people, people often forget that there's very different groups of people. So it can't just be a conversation about LSM, for example, 8 to 10. You need to go a little bit deeper than that. And I think, Sanya, I really liked what you said about getting to the heart of young people. Because obviously there's no way you can keep up with every trend as a brand. It's just plain impossible. So getting to the heart of the matter, that human truth is what truly informs effective comms.
Clara and Sanya, just before we say goodbye to you, who's going to do really well this year? Which brands have like just had a really good 2017, 2018 and done dope stuff that's connected with you?
Are we allowed to say
well,
that?
It is your opinion.
Yeah, your opinion.
Okay, do you want to go first?
I don't have like a specific one, but I think Apple and Samsung are high up there.
Yeah.
I don't know which one will win, but I think
I also don't know.
And same with Instagram. I think it could be up there as well.
As a brand, yeah. Instagram. Okay, cool.
Personally, I liked what Nike and Adidas were doing as well in terms of their campaigns and their marketing. I really liked the way that they used influencers to market and go out and share the content, their stuff out there. So I wonder who's going to win between the two. I personally love other brands, but Nike and Adidas, I don't know who's going to win. I literally don't know. Normally I would have said Nike.
Yeah, me too.
Adidas has done some really cool stuff, like
especially for the World Cup.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, so I literally don't know. Those are the ones that I'm wondering, like, I don't know who the kids are going to vote for.
All is going to be revealed. Thousands and thousands of kids have had their say. Clara and Sanya, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It would be almost dumb if I didn't say, well, how do we connect with you on Instagram? So
that would be amazing.
All your information.
Get that plug.
Okay, do you want to go?
Okay. Whoa, I don't even know my name. You go first.
Okay, so you can either type my name out, Sanyu Sematimba, so double S-A-N-Y-U, S-E-M-A-T-I-M-B-A, but my Instagram name is Just Another African, but you don't spell it like how you say it. So it's Just, and then A-N-A-T-H-A-A-F-R-I-C-A-N, so the another is spelled differently. It just looks better.
Yeah. Okay, I've got mine now. It's Clara underscore Taverner, so it's C-L-A-I-R-A underscore T-A-V-E-N-E-R.
Dope.
Yeah.
I dig it. And you can probably catch excerpts of the interview on those platforms as well. So thank you so much. More with Mokebe, and we're going to meet some more JBOD members. It's all other side. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. Still in the building, Mokebe Tulo, who's the insight lead at HDI Youth, plus Tanith, who's 10, and Gwalile, who's 22, from the junior board of directors. And this is always like a really big thing that HDI Youth put together every single year. Tanith, you have been on JBOD for a while because you and I have definitely hung out before. What is it about JBOD that you think is so cool that you enjoy being part of?
I think that I like JBOD because I speak on behalf of the youth of South Africa and get to tell brands that, like, we don't like your brand because of this, and catch them up on all the latest trends.
Which is super important. Right, Kwalile, do you think the brands are doing a good enough job, though? Are you, like, in SA, is it creative enough? Should they be doing more?
Well, yeah, since I've been part of JBOD, I've actually seen that they are doing something right.
Yeah.
Because now brands are listening to us as young people, that we want to be heard, and they're representing us. So I'd like to believe they're on the right path at this moment.
Mokebe, how much of it is like just research and understanding the audience, and how much of it is brands just trying new ways to connect with people and just doing things a little differently to what they maybe have done in the past?
I mean, I think with the brands that are doing well, I think they are definitely invested in, I wouldn't say necessarily traditional research, but at the very least observation. I think you can't be successful in this space if you're not doing something like having your ears on the ground, having a young team to inform you, asking the opinions of young people. And again, I stress that we're not talking about traditional research.
Yeah,
I think that it is important for brands to be aware of what's going on around them. And I think some brands have done extremely well in that department. And I think you see for yourself in the study's result.
Tanith, if you like sort of look at all the different brands that exist out there, which are the ones that you think really connect to you and who you are and what you're about? Who's doing a really great job?
Probably, if I had to pick one or a few, Nike and Adidas.
Yeah.
In terms of the
everybody
new
loves Nike.
Very popular brands.
Yeah.
And Samsung and Apple, because of the new cameras.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's super important. Mm-hmm. Any brands you would add to that mix?
I just love Dr. Martens. Like,
yeah, okay.
That's one of my favorite brands. And their social media is actually quite great because it's popping, it's cool, it's edgy.
Mm.
And that's what I really like. So.
Do you think it, like, brands can be cool on social media, or do you think that they should try and be cool through other people that are already cool? What do you think of this whole rise of kind of influencers or people on social media that get paid to post about brands on their platform? Do you like that? Do you not like it? Does it work? Doesn't it?
Well, I don't have a problem, but how do I put this? It's cool and all, but it has to be authentic.
Yeah.
It has to be someone who I can feel that the brand represents, is represented by this person. So, but the problem is some brands just take someone because they're currently popping and they have a hit song, but when you look at the brand and the person's brand, it's two different
things.
Yeah, so I'm just like, no.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Tanith, when you go onto Instagram and you see celebrities or people or influencers on social media that are speaking about different brands, do you like it? Do you not like it?
Sometimes, because sometimes they can be real, like, authentic role models that you look up to.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just, they're just not, you wouldn't want to be them when you grow up.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes it works. It depends on who you get.
Mokebe, what are some of the big buzzwords that you think brands are trying to figure out at the moment? 10 years ago, the buzzword would have been maybe TV. In this day and age, what are the buzzwords and things that you think they're really trying to wrap their heads around?
Digital. I think some brands are having a really hard time trying to understand what digital even means.
Mm.
And I mean, there's so much happening now, even in the AI space. People are trying to understand how they can incorporate that kind of stuff into their campaigns. I mean, we were working with a client quite recently, and they were trying to just unpack all the different things, specifically with AI, that you are able to do. And for brands to even, or some brand managers to even fathom or wrap their heads around what is this AI thing, it's taking much longer than we would think. What's a digital? I mean, what is digital? Where does digital start? Where does digital end? And what is even digital from the point of view of a young person?
Yeah.
And even if I understand the different platforms, I mean, there's lots that we can read around communicating around Instagram, Facebook, etc. But what do young people, what does your target audience want to see on those different platforms from you?
Mm.
Yes, we want brands, so we have, and you guys can give me your opinion, to have a presence on the different platforms, but what kind of conversations am I trying to have with them?
Mm.
Like, yes, I follow your brand because I'm interested in some of the work you do, but you're not my friend. I'm not trying to engage with you on that level. So I think, yeah, the answer in short, digital.
Hmm.
Yeah, digital is the future. So as long as brands are able to communicate with us through digital and be authentic, as she also said, I feel like that's the most important thing for me.
So here's a quick question. If hypothetical situation, I said to you, you've got to choose between one of these five things that you can have.
Okay.
You can't have all five. If I had to say to you, you have to choose between your TV, your radio, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and you have to choose only one of those five things, which one would you choose and why? And that would be a horrible world, by the way, where you couldn't have all of them.
Probably Instagram, because you can post things, and also you can do private messages.
Yeah.
So if you didn't have any other form of communication like WhatsApp or like Messenger, etc., you could use Instagram. So.
Okay. And it's just, it's visual, and people like visual.
I think I'll also go with Instagram.
Really? I mean, that's quite an insane thing to hear, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I mean, when you think about sort of TV and radio, And just how integral they are to what marketing looks like in the world. How much of this is for the brands to make a shift versus the kids to kind of just tell everyone what they think? I mean, the real target audience here is the decision makers who need to just change what they're doing, right?
Yeah. I mean, TV is not dead by a long shot.
Yeah.
Globally, even TV stats are rising, which is actually, one would think, is an anomaly.
Yeah.
In a country such as South Africa, we know that in terms of access, there's limitations around what people are able to get onto because of data costs.
Absolutely,
I definitely don't think TV's dead. My concern possibly around TV is that it's like throwing out rice and hoping the right person catches it.
Mm.
Radio still does really well, even amongst young people. Although, I mean, as we said, social media is one of the key ways to connect with them. It depends on your brand messaging. So I don't think brands need to play in a space that doesn't work with their brand necessarily. Mm. And I do think that it is important to start moving more digital, but it's not enough to have a presence there for the sake of it.
Yeah.
If you don't have a plan, rather don't do it. Hmm. Yeah.
True.
So lots of very interesting things to think about in 2018. And it's interesting to hear from you guys that you're doing it for the gram. So 100% for the gram. Just quickly, when it comes to social media, and because there's also studies that say that Instagram sometimes can leave people feeling really sad.
Okay.
And unhappy about their lives, because like now you've had an amazing holiday and I've had a terrible holiday and all I see is your amazing holiday. How do you think, just on a human level, we get a little bit better at deciphering what's real and what isn't real on platforms like Instagram?
I think you can see in their faces when somebody posts something. And like you can see like the lighting, it just doesn't look right. It looks too perfect.
Okay. Yeah, so you can figure it out like that.
Yeah, and also I think it's just, for me with Instagram, I don't really take everything there personally.
Yeah.
Because I know with Instagram, people have two lives now. It's Instagram and real life.
Is that good for the world, though?
Well, I mean, for some people, it helps with their self-esteem.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Because my Instagram is me. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I have people in my life who I know, the person they are on Instagram is the complete opposite. And it helps them sleep peacefully at night. So, I don't know. I just...
What a time to be alive.
Yeah, what a time indeed.
All right. Well, very, very cool to have you in. Just before we let you go, Tanith and Kwalile, just your final word to brands. Like, if I put every marketing manager of every major brand in front of you and you could say one sentence to them, what would that sentence be?
Mine would probably listen.
Yeah.
Because some people, especially like the CEOs of brands and managers, they're quite traditional.
Mm.
So maybe listen to what we have to say. Even though we're young, we still understand how the world works.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, just give us young people an opportunity. Respect us and listen to our opinions.
Seems very easy to say, but a little bit harder in practice when you look at it. Mokebe, just before we let you go, what do you think the role is of Generation Next as a platform and as research in the broader sort of South African marketing and media and communications industry?
I mean, I think, yeah, as I said, this study is very important, and I think brand owners need to be aware of the results of the study. But I think the key nugget to take out of it is that by the time we publish the results, it's probably a consequence of decisions you made like 2 years ago as a brand owner. So I think it is important to know who's at the top, but understanding the reasons behind it is key in order for you to make the right decisions moving forward to get yourself in the top spot.
Absolutely. Well, all will be revealed on Thursday at the 2018 Generation Next Conference and Awards. And then, ironically, everything goes into a printout. So that everybody can keep up to date with where the kids are at. Thanks so much for joining us. That's Insight Lead there at HDI Youth, Mokebe Tulo. And, of course, from J-Bod, a whole crew of cool kids from Clara to Sanyu to Kwalile to Tanith, all hanging out. And Generation Next is this Thursday. Just listen to the kids, yo. Listen to the kids.
Yeah. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.